an interview, June 27th, 1973, in Boston, with Jack Vallee, Robert Brown, the interviewer.
Yeah, see how my voice here is, Robert.
You were born in Wichita Falls, Texas, right?
Yes, I was born in 1921, and went to public school there. Took art through most of the years through high school. Then I went to Hardin Junior College, which is now Midwestern University, for I think a year and a half, and took a course in art at that time, although I didn't learn too much about painting because there just wasn't that much exposure there at that time.
What sort of courses were they?
Well, drawing and pastel, and we used designer's colors. And that time I was very interested in Western themes, mm-hmm. and did a lot of wagon train things, you know. And actually, that wasn't too far away at that particular time.
What was your, as a boy, what had your main interest been? In the outdoors, in the history of your region? Or?
Well, to some extent, although I loved history also, and I applied that to a certain degree to what I was drawing. And I remember class projects, like I did a mural one time in pastel on a wagon train fight with Indians, and I love those kind of movies, and so it all kind of tied in.
Mm-hmm. What were your main interests growing, as a teenager? Was art, or were there many other things that you were?
Yes, I had a lot of wide interests in other things, sports, and I've always loved movies, theater, and what have you. And so I sort of split my time at various activities. And I think it took the seriousness of the Second World War and the maturity that I got through that to cause me to focus in on what it was that I really wanted to do the most.
Had there been an encouragement in your art study when you were in junior college? Your parents, were they interested in you becoming an artist?
Well, my mother in particular was always helpful. I contribute a great deal to her and her encouragement to do whatever it was I wanted to do. She kept telling me this, and my brothers, to find something you want to do and apply yourself to it and become as good as you possibly can. So, and she's still doing it, so it helps.
What was your peers' reaction, your contemporaries?
Well, actually, there were so few people that knew anything about art in Wichita Falls at that time.
Yeah.
And it was a city of about 50,000, and we just didn't have the exposure.
Sure.
I would occasionally get to Dallas and places where there was more exposure and pick up some ideas, go to museums and what have you.
Mm-hmm. But they were fairly small then too, weren't they,
mm-hmm.
out there?
Yeah. Yes. Actually, the art world seemed to bloom a great deal after the Second World War,
mm-hmm.
when we had the time and the energy and the money to apply to it. And so practically all of my development has stemmed from
the
period after 45.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the military service, you say, was a... Could you describe that a bit? Was that, you say, it was a time when you matured, but what? Mm-hmm. How do you think that fundamentally may have changed you, or?
Well, actually, a deep involvement in a war is quite an experience for anyone to go through, and I had chosen the Marine Corps voluntarily, simply because I sort of wanted to test myself. I don't know why. But I always wondered how I could handle myself under pressures. And so I joined what was considered the roughest branch of the service. And after getting in, I decided that I would like to see if I could get in the aviation branch rather than, you know, being a foot soldier, which didn't appeal to me at all.
What appealed to you in flying?
Well, it was a clean life, and your living conditions were much better. And so I managed to become a radio gunner, they were called, in dive bombers, which we spent a lot of time patrolling in the Pacific, patrolling convoys and anti-submarine. And I had a lot of time to reflect and watch the water and live in the huge space areas there. And I